Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
And time once again on 4HI for Q&A. Good morning, Steve Taylor.
Morning, Mick.
How are you today, mate?
Real good, mate. Real
fantastic.
Good.
Now, Steve, a listener notes that you put 7 TV points in a 4-bedroom house and ask, what would you do that?
Mick, it never ceases to amaze me that when builders cut costs on minor spending with TV points and power points. At the end of the day, it's only a matter of drilling holes and running cables.
Yes, Steve, but the question is, why 7 TV points?
Well, because of the quality of our houses in Brisbane, we always obtain a higher rent than others, and 7 TV points is just one of the many features.
Now, Steve, you're starting to reply like a politician. Why 7 TV points?
Mick, two main reasons. If a family are comparing possible rentals, the 7 TV points wins both the children and the lady of the household.
Okay, mate, I'll bite. Why?
Well, the children love having a TV point in every bedroom.
Oh, yeah, okay. 4-bedroom house, that leaves another 3 TV points.
That's where the lady of the house comes in.
All right, mate, I'll bite again. What has it to do with the lady of the house?
Mick, I'm not being... anyway, I'm not saying anything, mate, but while most men like to leave things as they are, I reckon it's part of the female DNA to want to change things.
Yeah. So, what you're saying, Steve, is that with another 3 options where the TV goes, the lady of the house has more options than where to rearrange the furniture.
You've got it, Mick. Look, and we usually have a separate lounge media room in addition to a large open-plan living area.
So, Steve, now you mentioned PowerPoints. Anything special there?
Well, in a 4-bedroom home, we normally have 32 PowerPoints, with 24 of them being double.
Okay, Steve, what about outside in the alfresco area?
Mate, we put another 2 weatherproof doubles out there and also another 2 for air conditioning.
And what about light points?
Well, in a 4-bedroom home, we usually have 37 light points and, mate, we use LED lights everywhere to save power.
Now, Steve, we've just mentioned air conditioning, but do you also have fans installed?
Oh, yes, Mick, yes. Apart from 2 exhaust fans, we have 7 internal fans and 1 external, and that's really important, out in the alfresco area.
Okay, Steve, now, what extras do you put in a house that can't be seen?
Well, Mick, Brisbane's not cyclone rated, but for the last 30 years, I've been building all houses with a minimum wind rating of what they call W41.
W41. Well, what does that involve?
Well, the space in between the timber or the studs with our homes is only 450 millimetres as opposed to 600. We use a heavier grade of timber and we have steel rods tying the roof down to the concrete foundation.
All right, Guru. Anything else while we're on it?
Yes, Mick. We use a permanent termite treatment.
So how do you do the slab then?
Well, Mick, many builders have shifted away from the traditional concrete slab in an attempt to cut costs, and they may attempt to convince you that the waffle pod, that's like a foam-like substance, is a cost-effective way of laying a slab. The waffle pod construction has the house slab sitting flush on the ground. And mate, this allows rodents to access to nest under your home, and the short-term gain may equal long-term cost with slabs cracking, floor tiles splitting and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, but why do you go to so much trouble? The house next door could look the same but have none of your quality contents.
Mick, my clients, we don't buy and sell, but buy and accumulate. And the house they buy in Brisbane for me today, mate, they might still own it in 50 years' time. So let's do it once and do it right.
Good point, mate. Of course, you can Google Steve Taylor. You go to the website there or call the office, 4987 7567, and that's an obligation-free and cost-free.
Thanks, Mick.
Cheers, mate.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.